Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
And this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today we have with us Xuefeng Zhang, the CMO of HY Medical. Welcome, Xuefeng.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to join HY Medical?
Sure. I was trained as a molecular biologist. I have more than 10 years of experience in marketing, sales, and business development, providing solutions to medical device, pharmaceutical, and life science companies. I'm currently the Chief Marketing Officer at HY Medical. I'm spearheading our efforts to commercialize the platforms and the tools that we are developing. We are developing medical imaging, especially radiography, analytical platforms and tools to aid the diagnosis and treatment of a broad range of medical conditions, including lung cancer, breast cancer, tuberculosis, and vascular diseases.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about the HY Medical solution and how you are incorporating AI with your radiology?
Today, we're facing a growing need for better healthcare and health solutions. We're having a growing population and a longer lifespan, which means doctors are having more patients and conditions to care and treat. For example, in China, the radiologists are often faced with analyzing literally thousands of images a day. So we must use new technologies such as artificial intelligence to aid doctors and meet the growing need. And that's basically what HY Medical, what we are doing.
Is your technology already being deployed in China?
Yes. We have the largest product portfolio across multiple imaging modalities and diseases. We have a pipeline with many products being mature and deployed to hospitals as well, and we have more in the pipeline at different stages.
Can you talk a little bit about the patient experience and how their experience might change because of this technology?
Yes, I have a story here which came through the Pink Ribbon campaign with Intel. There was this young lady in her 30s. She took a 200-mile bus ride to a leading cancer center here in China, hoping to find an answer to her condition. She was later diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer. Her condition was actually missed by the local community hospital. And what's also further complicated her situation was that she was also carrying a baby. So in a very remarkable tale of a mother's love, she decided against chemotherapy that would have harmed her child. She started chemo after delivering of her baby safely. Today, she's still battling with breast cancer. If there was technology such as our product at her community college that would perhaps help the early screening and diagnosis of her condition or cancer, which would make the whole story different.
Oh, that's certainly inspiring. You know, we see in the medical industry so much imaging data available, and we're really seeing rapid adoption of AI in the radiology field and really using it as a tool not to take the place of a radiologist, but like you said, you know, they're faced with analyzing thousands of images. How can you speed up that workflow and how can you make the patient experience better? And it sounds like the HY Medical solution is really doing that. So can you talk a little bit more about the technology in your solution? How does the screening happen so quickly?
So there is this great opportunity for machines or artificial intelligence to come in and fully realize the potential in this already digitized data. And also, we have this generation of AI technology, which is based on deep learning and data training. In the medical imaging field, we also have relatively large data sets to form a great AI algorithm. In a nutshell, basically, we took the data sets that we can find and access around a specific disease or medical condition. We would still have to annotate those data by human, and then we would feed all these data to the AI algorithm developed based on certain framework, such as Intel's optimized TensorFlow or other frameworks or OpenVINO. Then after training, these algorithms would learn how to analyze and read an X-ray or CT scans just like a human doctor. It's based on a segmentation of the image and then training and validation. I wouldn't go to the details here.
So you have your label data set and then you put it through either TensorFlow or something like OpenVINO. Have you guys done any benchmarking on the performance of using those tools?
So we have this one product for detecting abnormalities in long CT scans to improve the diagnostic efficiency and accuracy in the early diagnosis of lung cancer. The algorithm was originally developed on the so-called native TensorFlow. It was quick, but not quick enough. It takes maybe a good 10 seconds to read a single scan. We recently optimized the algorithm and with Intel's TensorFlow and OpenVINO, and we did some benchmark testing. Now it would only take literally a couple seconds to finish the whole analysis and present the end user with results, which greatly improved the end user's experience, also allowed incorporation of other features.
That's quite a speed up, especially when we were talking before about 1,000 images a day. If you're saving 5 or 6 seconds an image, that really adds up quickly. I mean, especially for the patient who's sitting there anxiously waiting the results. So this is all really good news. And I think one of the nice things about benchmarking with the Intel version of TensorFlow and OpenVINO, those are frameworks and tools that can run on existing hardware. So it's easy to upgrade existing HY medical solutions with this new performance advancement.
Exactly. HY solutions has become quite popular in China. We have deployed to nearly 1,000 hospitals, not only because these tools are innovative and helpful for doctors, but also because our solutions are developed based on existing hardwares, so have minimized the requirement for new capital investment, reduces the cost and burden, and have simplified the whole deployment.
So do you do your computation on site within the hospital, or do you have a cluster you will upload your data to get the results?
All our products are developed first on the cloud. And after having this cloud version, we also have a workstation version for places that could not use the cloud.
Nice. Well, I could really see how this would be an improvement for patients. Just today, I went in, my wife's pregnant, and we went in for an ultrasound, and we're waiting for the final okay from the doctor that the baby's okay. And it's nerve-wracking. It'd be really nice to have that on-site confirmation from the medical staff. So this is really great work. Could you tell us a little bit about how HY Medical and Intel are working together to make this happen?
We have ongoing collaborations on multiple fronts. I've already touched base a little bit on the technical collaborations. I also would like to take this opportunity and mention that we're part of Intel's AI Builder program, under which we have done a number of activities already. We have a microsite under the AI Builder program. We have participated multiple events, such as the Global Summit organized by Intel in April. We have begun to publish blogs on Intel's social hub, and including we're also doing other activities, including the podcast today.
That's great. We are very happy to have you as a member of the program. And that brings me to a good question. So for listeners who want to find out more about HY Medical's solutions, where is a good place for them to go?
Sure. The best place is to first check our microsite, which is under builders.intel.com. Over there, they will be able to find a lot of information, articles, and videos about our company, our technologies, what we're doing, and then from which they could also jump over to our company website.
Excellent. Well, we're so happy to have you as a member of our AI Builders program, and it's been great to work with your company on a number of marketing initiatives. So we do encourage listeners to go to the AI Builders website and check that out to learn more about HY Medical and your radiology solutions. We love a community. If any listeners out there are working for a company and interested in joining the Intel AI Builders program, please do go check out that as well. As Shui Feng says, we have resources, tools, ways to support our member companies, and HY Medical is a great example of how that support and that relationship with Intel has gotten some excellent results. Thank you so much for joining the podcast, and we look forward to hearing more about your solution as it continues to improve the outcomes of patients in China.
Thank you for having me today. We also look forward to having continued collaborations and success with Intel and the community.
Well, on behalf of the Intel on AI podcast, this is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
Thanks for joining us.